What would you use from this part of the hog here under your under one under his chin?
Jaws. Jaws.
Would you ever take the head cheese and boil it down?
Yeah.
And make, what would you call that?
Hog head cheese. What we used to call it. Call it souse meat in the store today. Uh-huh. Same thing.
Uh-huh. Would you ever make anything from the intestines?
Used to use them to stuff sausage in. Mm-hmm. Casing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I used to eat guts chitlins. Mm-hmm. I never did eat too many. Mm-hmm. Never did care for them that much.
Yeah. A lot of the old timers really like chitlins.
Man, yeah.
They get really excited.
You know, beef trout's pretty good. I declare chitlins. I never did.
Uh-huh. How would you make chitlins?
I declare that they just clean the small intestines. I don't know, really. But they used to clean them, wash them, turn them wrong side out, and scrape them and mm-hmm. all. And they'd boil them and fry them, I believe, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Would you ever hear of something made from, this is really way back, it goes a pretty long way, something made of hooves of a hog that could be used for tea, for medicine?
Something. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. They used to take the hooves and boil them mm-hmm. down to a... And used, but I declare I don't. I've heard, mm-hmm. I've heard my grandmother talk about it, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about there.
Mm-hmm. Talking with your grandmother, did you ever hear of any things that home remedies and things like that?
Yeah, of course. The biggest one, you know, was turpentine and sugar, or uh-huh. turpentine and honey. Uh-huh. They thought that could cure about anything.
How would you use
it? I used to. Take it for the cough and sore throat, and chest congestion, just about anything. The cure was worse than that.
Yeah. That's pretty bad, yeah. You'd think twice before you had a cold.
Yeah. And let me say, there's several old remedies I used to use, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to boil some roots, but I don't remember which one.
Did you ever hear of turpentine and spider webs? Do you ever hear people using that to stop
bleeding?
Yeah. Did your grandmother ever tell you about any kinds of teas that they used to make to,
Yeah. You know, they used to make sassafras tea. Mm-hmm.
I've tried to make that, but you have to get it at one certain time of the year.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to get a hold of somebody to tell me which time of the year.
I don't know either.
It's something to do with when the sap's coming up
yeah.
or coming down.
And going up, I believe, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so.
But, I believe it's in spring of the year when you pull it up, you can chew it, you know, and it's
yeah.
real sweet.
Yeah.
You ever done it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And I tried to make tea from it, but it just never did
work. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
What different... would you have different kinds of ham?
Sugar cured, of course, and fresh ham, and they have just regular old smoked ham, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about, would you have different cuts of lamb?
I don't know much about lamb, mm-hmm. I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different poultry would you have? Or just different kinds of chicken you might have? You know, you might have maybe a young chicken that you could fry or something, and an old one that you might want to boil and bake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You fry the younger chickens, the fryers, you know, and mm-hmm. and the old chickens that you used to use for laying hens and all, if you eat them, you have to boil them.
Yeah.